At least he might be able to hit the cowboy with the door on his way out. But there was no bang or grunt of pain, and the door made it all the way closed.
Hey, what's going on?
Where's the stuff?
What stuff? What are you talking about?
The stuff that was loaded onto this trailer in Saskatoon. The stuff that's supposed to be on its way to Vancouver.
I was just told you had a weight violation and needed some freight offloaded, that's all.
So where were you supposed to put the freight without a trailer? You weren't at the budget motoring inn last night unloading the freight from my trailer onto yours?
Not me.
Let me just remind you where you are at the moment, partner. I would imagine the inside of this trailer will get pretty hot around about middle of tomorrow. Probably be like a sauna in there. Especially after you relieve yourself at some point in the next day or so.
Someone would cut me out.
Maybe so, if I left you here. But what if I take this trailer to some back road and park it? Maybe someone would pass by in a day or two, maybe not.
You can't do that, man!
Oh, I can do it, and I will, too. Unless you start answering my questions. All right, have it your way.
Okay, wait!
Where's the stuff you took last night?
It's in my trailer, just up the road.
All of it?
All the expensive stuff.
Thanks.
Mark lowered the landing gear, pulled open the lock on the fifth wheel, and began the process of uncoupling the trailer.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Don't worry, I'll leave a key and a note for one of the officers. You'll be out of here in the morning.
Bastard!
Yeah, that's just how I feel.
When he was done, he wrote a short note and taped it and the key to the door of the kiosk.
I'll see you around, buddy.
You better hope not.
He started up Motherlode and headed up the road. About 5 kilometers along, he came across the pale blue trailer off on the shoulder. He pulled off, stopped, and backed himself up to the pale blue. A few minutes later, he was hooked up and back on Highway 1 with his load once again trailing behind him. Mark pulled into BC Place late on Wednesday morning. He wanted to be there earlier, but there had been too many things for him to take care of that morning. He was directed to the right loading dock by a security guard and backed up the pale blue trailer up to the dock with little more than a bump. He hopped out of the cab and made his way to the dock. The shipper, Bradley J. Proctor, was waiting for him with a dumbfounded look on his face.
Hi, Brad.
The shipper said nothing. Obviously, he was a little surprised to see Mark there, seeing as he'd sent the cowboy to the weighscale in Calgary not to lighten his load, but to put out his lights.
Sorry I'm late.
Late?
Well, yeah, it's almost noon, and you said to be here in the morning. I had some trouble at the weighscales near Calgary, but I called you about that, remember?
What are you doing pulling this trailer?
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's not the trailer we loaded for you in Saskatoon.
You know what, Brad? I think you're right. This one's blue, and the one you gave me was white.
But it shouldn't matter too much to you. This is the one that has all the equipment in it.
Bradley was getting angry, and motioned to a couple of the men on the loading dock. The men came forward, surrounding Mark on all four sides.
You can wipe that grin off your face, pal, because you're in a big mess of trouble.
Yeah, I know. Trouble seems to follow me wherever I go. But lucky for me, these guys are never too far behind.
Bradley's face turned white. The men surrounding Mark suddenly seemed to be too busy with work that had nothing to do with busting Mark up.
Sorry, Brad. I don't like to be late with my loads, and I really hate being somebody's patsy. It was a pretty good plan, and it would have worked, too. You just gave the load to the wrong guy.
Be sure to look for the next episode of Mark Dalton, Owner Operator. In June, episode 4 appears in Blood Bond number 1, Rogue Angel number 4, Stony Man number 46, and Destroyer number 107.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.